In June and July, lavender is at its peak. Fields of soft purple and violet begin blooming, and its delicate perfume wafts through the air at places like Matanzas Creek Winery in Bennett Valley.
You have to debud all the lavender.
So you just bang it against this, and then they just fall off.
Yeah.
The little buds fall off.
All of them do.
Lavender production manager Pat Ross is beating dried flowers against a huge bin in the estate's lavender barn. He says Matanzas Creek harvests close to 2 million lavender stems each year from 3 acres.
We have so many people that come here and say, how do you grow your lavender? How do you make it like this?
That's because the lavender at Matanzas Creek is picture perfect with their domes of purple flowers. Ross says they simply follow the plant's natural cycle. That means not letting it bloom all summer long, a mistake that Ross says many home gardeners make.
They want to get as much bloom out of it, so that means they let it bloom until fall. And even in the fall, when the blooms are a lot less, they just leave it. We will harvest this starting the second week of July, when it's at its prime.
That's also when Joanne Wallenstein of Lavender Bee Farm in Petaluma will begin to harvest her plants. But she also showed me a potted lavender plant that was ready to cut now.
This lavender right here is ready to pick right now because, see, the blooms here, the first 3 blooms, when they bloom out and this is tight, that's when you should pick your lavender.
Another clue the lavender is just about ready to pick, bees.
You can tell the lavender is maturing because it's full of bees. These are our bees from our hives and probably hives within 5 miles from here.
Wallenstein says lavender thrives in Sonoma County because of its temperate weather and slightly arid climate.
A similar climate and similar type of soil in France, so this is why we decided to do it. Lavender needs to drain, so the sandy loam soil and the sloping of the property is very conducive.
Wallenstein and her husband have been growing lavender on their 3-acre property for 17 years. At first, she says, it was just for looks.
We decided to just go ahead and market it, and I had no idea that lavender and honey would be so popular in 2017. It was a fluke. It was just one of those things.
Now the farm sells several types of lavender products.
We have the lavender oil, we have the lavender soap, the lavender buds for cooking. We have linens, we have sachets.
And around this time of year, the blaze of violet from both Lavender Bee Farm and Matanzas Creek Winery attracts hundreds of visitors. Here's the winery's Pat Ross again.
It's interesting, it's a kind of blessing and a curse, because we have some people that come here and they could care less about wine, and they just love lavender.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.